So we began reading Sefer Shmos this past Shabbos, and it's the beginning of the second book of Moses. We know there are the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the five books. We have Bereishis, Genesis, Shmos, Exodus, Vayikra, Leviticus, Bamidbar, Numbers, and Devarim, Deuteronomy. Besides those names, Chazal give each name its own independent name for the Sefer. So Sefer Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYitzira, or according to the Tziv, Sefer HaYashar, the others were Yisharim. We'll come back to Shmos in a second. Vayikra is known as the Book of Torah's Kohanim, the laws that deal with the sacrifices, the Karbanos, the Kohanim. Bamidbar is the Numbers, that's because you have the census in the beginning of the Sefer and the end. And Devarim is known as Mishnah Torah, which is a summary, a summation of the Torah. So it's Moshe summarizing the first four books. So what is the Sefer Shmos known as? So the Sefer Shmos is known as Sefer Golus V'Geula, the book of exile and redemption, for obvious reasons. That's why Dve'ela Shmos, the Vav HaMachaber, we're continuing from where we ended off at the end of Bereishis, with the Jews going down to Mitzrayim, and then continuing with the bondage, the first couple of Prakim, with the slavery of the Jews in Egypt, and then eventually we know Moshe Rabbeinu going down and taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim. And as we know, the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the purpose for the exodus of Egypt, was Kabbalah HaTorah. Was not just to have freedom for its own sake, which still would be okay, but the ultimate goal of freedom was Har Sinai, to receive the Torah in Har Sinai. So therefore, that makes a lot of sense. So therefore, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha Mishpatim, that should be the end of Sefer Shmos, because even though Ma'an Torah is in Yisro, but the Nasev and Nishma is in Parshas Mishpatim. So therefore, we should close up shop at the end of Mishpatim. What's all this extras doing in here? Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pukudeh. What does that have to do with the Sefer Golus V'Geula? The Geula is when we got the Torah at Har Sinai. So that's what the Ramban points out. That the Ramban points out is that most of the Parshas are basically about the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is, as they say, you can't take the mound with you. So the Mishkan was a portable Sinai. It's one thing that if we were going to close up shop and make camp out in Har Sinai the rest of our life, so that would be okay. But we want to take the message from Sinai on our way to Eretz Yisrael, and then some, and throughout Jewish history. So the Mishkan is a portable Sinai, taking all the lessons from Har Sinai and applying it to every generation. So that's what the Ramban points out, that even though really strictly speaking we should have closed up shop at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, but no, the whole purpose of the Mishkan is to represent the portable Sinai, and hence we have the complete book of Shmos, and that's known as the Sefer Golus V'Geula. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Rotzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezachet Yisrael Lefichem Tzeh Rabbitzah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz L'Man Sidrei.